with iOS 13, you now have the ability to create your own voiceover gesture. So if there's a certain gesture, like a rotor, if you don't like that gesture, you can actually go in and assign a different one. And I've actually already done this, but I just talk through the process in case other people want to try it. So you go into accessibility.
Subdictate Kelsey Nicolay. Air white blue accept first note accept do not general control set display accessibility button. Accessibility vision voiceover on button.
You go under voiceover. Now I'm in voiceover, so I'm just going to flick to the right until I hear it say commands.
Voice tap double swipe voice up speak speech verbosity braille. Audio, but commands, button.
So there's commands. So this is new in iOS 13. So if you're running iOS 12, this procedure will not work.
All commands, button.
So I'm in commands. Now there's a couple different ways to do this, but I find the easiest way is to double tap on all commands.
Interaction, button.
So let me just...
All commands, heading.
Let's...
Basic navigation, button. Text navigation button.
Let's just pick
advanced navigation editing button. Rotor button.
And we'll just pick rotor.
Next rotor button. Next rotor button.
There's various categories of commands that you can choose, and I just went into rotor just for this demo. So now it says next rotor. So I'm going to double tap.
Touch gestures. Head two finger rotate clockwise.
So that's the default.
Two finger swipe right.
Now since I created a custom gesture, it says it also is two finger swipe right, but
add gesture button.
There is the add gesture button.
Cancel button.
So now under add gesture.
Search field.
There's search field there.
Double dictate button.
And of course, there is a dictate button.
Tap one finger. Heading.
To make this easier, I'm going to turn my rotor to headings.
Speaking hints container headings.
So now I'm just going to flick down.
Tap two fingers, heading. Tap three finger, tap four fingers, heading. Swipe one finger, heading. Swipe, swipe, swipe four fingers, heading.
Okay, just for fun. So what I was doing there is I was just swiping down to go through the various categories. So
four finger swipe left, four finger swipe up.
Once you find the category you want, you flick until you find a gesture that suits you, and then you just double tap it.
Rotor, back button.
And you're done. That's how you create your own gestures.
In this demo, what did you change that the regular rotor gesture, which is the...
So I did, instead of a two-finger rotate counterclockwise, added a four-finger swipe up.
And how would you do then the... Would you have to do another one to do the counterclockwise?
You would repeat that same procedure. You just go into previous rotor and you just, you pick the same, it's the same procedure.
Now the caveat to all this, if you do this, whatever gesture the new gesture you pick, then no longer works for whatever it was originally intended for.
That is a good point. And another caveat, if you do this, you may find that some other gestures that were previously working, you may get some interference. So right, as an example, since I also have a two-finger swipe left and right for the rotor, I sometimes notice that if I try to two-finger scrub, the scrub gesture no longer works. So just keep that in mind. If you're going to change gestures drastically, just keep in mind that you may experience some unwanted issues. I mean, the scrub will still work. That gesture totally hasn't gone away, but you may just run into that off chance where your phone's going to think that you want to activate the rotor. And what I actually did to get around it was I actually created a custom gesture for the scrub. I did a two-finger quadruple tap for the two-finger scrub. If down the road, if you find that your gestures just are not working the way that you intended them to, there is a way to reset your commands back to the defaults.